Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, it's all up to you today. It's all up to you because Sunday is Father's Day, so I want to give you the program for the next three segments. And then because I was unavailable on Monday, when we normally do a Money Monday update with our good friend David Fisher, we're going to do that at the end of the show today, the final segment. So we'll talk to David then. But in the meantime, I want to give you the opportunity to honor your own father. Or, ladies, if you would like to honor your husband who is a father, you can do that too. So I'm just going to, I don't want to talk much at all. I will honor my own father at one point. I'm going to give Callan Toscano, who's my awesome intern, I'll give him an opportunity to jump on the air and you can hear an 18-year-old honor his father. But I want to give you plenty of time today to do that as well. So let me just keep throwing the phone number at you and let's follow the scriptures where we are commanded to honor our mother and father. And this is a great opportunity for you to do that and just throw it out there for the rest of us to enjoy. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. So you got to do this quick because we only have three segments, okay? So no playing around, no waiting for the line and wait for somebody else to go first. Catherine, my sister, I think, is calling in from Chicago, is going to beat me to the punch because we share the same father. But I'm going to allow her to do that. There's a little nepotism there, so I'll go to Catherine here in a second. But I want you to call in and honor your father. This shouldn't be a big, difficult request. This shouldn't freak you out to be on a nationally syndicated talk show. This is just take the opportunity to throw it out there over the airwaves and honor your father. Or if you want to honor your husband, who is a father, that's cool. And who knows, maybe one of the kids out there will call in to honor their father. Although we don't have a lot of young people in the audience, we do have some. But I want you to take advantage of it, okay, today and honor your father. And God will be honored as well if you do that here on the public airwaves. 866-348-7884. Pick up the phone. This shouldn't be difficult to honor your father a couple days ahead of Father's Day. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. There's obviously a lot of other things I could talk about today, but right ahead of Father's Day, I think it would be the right thing to do as a Christian and as a son and as a father to take a lot of our airtime today to honor fathers all over the country. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And if you're with us on Facebook Live, you can jump over to Facebook. Just put in Steve Noble Show right in the search box, and you'll join us on the page and like the page and join us on Facebook Live. And you guys can call in as well, obviously, on Facebook. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let me go to somebody I think I probably know who this is. This is Catherine from Chicago. I'm assuming it's my older sister, Catherine. Hey, sis, how are you?
Hey, Stevie. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, and I don't often hear Stevie on the air, but that's fine. You're allowed to get away with that.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, you already did it. It's not like there's anything I can do about it at this point. Anyway, I'm sure you would like to honor our father. I think it's awesome, so knock yourself out. Go ahead.
Yep, both Dad and Warren, my husband. So for Dad, you know, Steve, with all of us, he's such a rock, so steadfast. Such a foundation for our family. Just means the world to me, and so incredibly thankful that God blessed me with Fred Noble as my dad, as your dad, and for the all the direction and guidance and love and support he's provided. And for my husband, Warren, just a wonderful father for our kids, a wonderful grandfather, and a man of God, and I'm a lucky lady in both ways.
Amen. So that's an easy one to agree with, obviously, for our own father, but also you married an awesome father and doubly blessed, to say the least. And I'm right there with you. That's the cool thing about our dad, who's now 91. Our mother's 86. They live in Charleston, South Carolina. And my dad has really been the rock of our family as kind of a cornerstone type of person and a strong leader, and a wife who didn't work, who stayed home to raise the kids, very traditional American family, but always a great encourager and a lot of fun. And he taught us how to be kind of restlessly curious and outspoken, which obviously ended up working well for me here on the radio. But yeah, I mean, we're so blessed by our dad.
And how to be strong, you know, for me as a working woman with a career all my life, you know, how to be strong at myself in the workplace.
Yep. He definitely taught us all that. Great work ethic coming out of Derf Elbon. Yep. That would be Fred Noble backwards.
Yes, okay.
Kath, I love you. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, love you too. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Let's jump over. See, that was nice, wasn't it? That was cool. Great job. Let's jump over to Cheryl, who's calling in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Cheryl, you're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Oh, hey, Steve. I just wanted to say I had a great dad. He's not with us anymore, but while I had him, I was so blessed.
And what makes you say that about your dad, that you could sit there and go, you know, Cheryl, that your dad was such a blessing? Just share with us a couple of main points that really kind of encapsulate your dad.
Well, he was kind of a self-taught person. He was a farm boy and didn't have a lot, but he had work ethic, and he worked hard his whole life, and he did without so that my sister and I and my mom would be provided for. And he was just a great guy. He was there for us on the weekends, mostly, because he travels with his work a lot during the week.
Yeah, and that's that. That's just that. And thanks for calling in, Cheryl, and sharing that today. We appreciate it. And that's that kind of stalwart American father who goes off and works and sacrifices in order to provide for his family and provide for his kids. And then basically you see dad on the weekends because he leaves early and comes home late at night. And that's just that traditional sacrificial father, which I think we can all, most of us anyway, can probably relate to. Hopefully. 866-34-TRUTH if you want to honor your father today on the show. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Rhonda, who's calling in from North Carolina as well. Rhonda, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks, Steve, for taking my call. I'm just like the last lady. My father passed away in 2004. But he made a great impression on me and my brothers growing up. He himself was raised in a Christian home, and he taught us the values of Christianity and put God first in our life. And when he passed away, it was very devastating, but I have a wonderful husband to come along and take it over when my dad left off.
That's awesome. Rhonda, that's what a great blessing. Rhonda, thanks for calling in and sharing that. And if you want to call in, 866-34-TRUTH. 'Cause you are more than I could ever dream. Okay, today is your day for the first segment, the second segment, and the third segment to honor your father, who might be your father. We had several callers already. 866-34-TRUTH is the number. Please take advantage of the platform here today at your disposal, because you got people on Facebook Live. They're going to listen to this, and you got people on the radio. 12 or 13 states. I haven't looked at that recently. Something like that. But anyway, it's a great opportunity for you to jump on the air, whether it's two stations or 25 stations, and honor your father, which is honoring to the Lord, by the way, at the same time. So, and it might be your husband. You might want to honor your husband who is a father, and that would be great. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Caroline, who's calling in right here in my backyard, Raleigh, North Carolina. Caroline, you're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Hi, Dad. This is Caroline.
Oh, it's my Caroline. How awesome is that? Wow, I'm so, I'm almost speechless, which is rare, as you know. Hi, honey. Thanks for calling and embarrassing me. Go right ahead.
You're welcome. I just wanted to call and say how thankful I am for you for always supporting me and for being such a loving, caring dad. I couldn't ask for a better father. I just love you so much.
Well, before I turn into just a babbling idiot on the air, that's really kind of you, and I'm gonna try not to cry, which, you know, your mom always says I cry too much because I'm such an emotional man, but Caroline, that is so nice of you. That totally made my day and my Father's Day this year. I love you, and thanks for being brave enough to call in.
You're welcome. I love you, too.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Wow. That's a home run right there. That's a home run. Okay, thank you, Lord, for that. That was so cool. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884 to honor any father in your life, past, present, or maybe like my buddy Josh Broom, who's been on this show before. He's already a dad because the baby's in his wife's belly, but that baby will be born in the next month. And then he'll be like, you know, outside of the womb father, but kind of a future dad, although he's already there. That's the beauty of the pro-life reality. Let's jump over to Bill, who's calling in from Winston-Salem. Bill, thanks for holding. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. It was precious to sit here waiting and hear your daughter. That was wonderful. Look, I want to give thank the Lord for my father. He was very gentle and kind and involved in my life, my sisters, my brothers. He was World War II generation, and he fought in both theaters, both in the Pacific and in Europe. And he was gone for several years in very difficult circumstances. And yet, that never spilled over into our world and our lives at all. Mm-hmm. He really shielded us from what he had been through. And he was, wow. He was career, so he was, you know, we lived all around the world, and but he just, the wonderful, kind, and that gentle man, and I praise God for him.
Wow. So did you inherit your calming, gentle, soothing voice from your father, Bill?
Bless you. Perhaps I did. I certainly inherited many special things that I'm grateful for from him.
That's awesome. What a great testimony to your dad. Bill, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that with us today.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend and hopefully a Father's Day for yourself. 866-348-7884 is our number. Please call in and share and honor your father today. That would be awesome. Or perhaps it's your husband. And maybe you want to get your son or your daughter on the air. That was certainly a nice, a sweet surprise and blessing for me. That was Caroline was our youngest. She's 13. And no, I didn't set that up. So repent if you for 1 second thought that I would be such a lowly person that I would set that up. But I want you to call in and take advantage of the air and share, just call in and honor your father. That's what I'm asking you to do, which shouldn't be a big ask on my part for you. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's jump over to Fred calling in from also from North Carolina. Fred, my father's name is Fred, so thank you for calling in. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling because my father, he raised 18 children.
Oh, my goodness.
All 18 of them have jobs except for one. He has Down syndrome. But they're all healthy and they're all in good health. He's no longer with us. He left us in 2007. He was the father of all. And one day I hope to be with both of them, both my fathers in heaven.
Wow. Yeah. Amen. That's awesome. What would you say, Fred, is like the top attribute of your dad that you would like us all to know about?
Every time I came in the house to visit him in my older age, I always seen him with the Bible in his hand and always ready to tell you everything he knew about God.
Wow. Wow, what an awesome legacy.
And he just, since I've known him, been a working man. He came from Puerto Rico in 1954, and he retired out of Cleveland Ford. And that was his life, work and family.
Yeah. Man.
And God.
Yeah. Well, that's an awesome little trinity in and of itself. Fred, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that today, man.
All right. Take care.
All right. Now I feel like a part-time father because I only have 4 kids and he had 18. Wow. That's just amazing. Let's jump over to Angela, who's calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina. Angela, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. I want to give a shout-out to my dad, Lloyd Butner Snyder. He raised me and my brother in the church, gave us incredible, a good biblical foundation. And then I watched him as he lost my mother due to cancer, and then he lost my brother 5 years later in a car accident. And he taught me the true meaning of what it was to stand with Christ.
Man.
And, now I'm getting to take care of him, He had a stroke last year.
Wow.
And so I'm very privileged to be able to take care of him every day. And anyway,
that is,
he is the foundation of my Christianity. He's the one that first told me about Jesus. And wow. It was his love for me and forgiveness of me as a teenager that taught me that my Heavenly Father could do the same.
Yeah, amen.
So anyway, I just wanted to give him a shout out.
Well, you know what that, I love about that, Angela, is when you're talking about that, you have the privilege of caring for your father. You know, I wish that, our whole culture would think like that, because oftentimes we're in a land now where we kind of, you know, where are we going to send our parents when they get too old for us to care for them? And that, and it is a privilege. I mean, after what they did for us, it's the least that we can do for them. That's
awesome. We have a great time. I got to tell you, he's got that sensitive side of him, too, just like you do. He cries. So easily, but this is funny. We were watching Andy Griffith yesterday, and it was a tearjerker, and I'm sitting there, I'm trying to hold it in, and I look over at him, he's got these tears coming down his face, and I'm like, well, geez, if I knew you were going to break down, I'd have gone ahead.
Yeah, that's really sweet. Angela, thanks for calling in and sharing that
today. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's awesome. Bye-bye. And I want to jump over to Jason in Des Moines, Iowa. I don't want to cut him off too quick here. Jason, it's Steve. We got about 45 seconds, and if you need to go longer after that, then I'll hold you through the break, okay? But go right ahead.
No, I'll be short. Just want to honor my dad. He passed last November. And just want to praise God for the son he was. And, you know, I saw him unsaved, and I saw him saved. And it was just a great testimony in my life. He doesn't miss us, I'm sure, in heaven, but sure miss him.
Yeah, well, that missing him, Jason, is only temporary, but praise the Lord for his salvation, and thank you so much for calling in today. You're welcome, and amen to that. That's just awesome. If you want to take advantage, one more segment to honor the fathers in your life, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. All right, so I want to give you the opportunity here in our last segment before the last segment of the show, which will be close to the top of the hour, where we'll do, because I wasn't available on Monday. I was in Dallas and then came back from Dallas, I think, Tuesday afternoon, whatever it was. But normally we do with our good friend and a great partner, one of the partners that even makes the show possible in the first place, David Fisher from Landmark Capital. So we'll talk to him in the final segment, do a little Money Monday update with him. Always a lot to talk about there. But in this last segment, take advantage of the opportunity to call in and honor the fathers in your life. It might be your father, or it might be your husband who is a father. So, and whether they're alive or they're passed, I want you to take advantage of this opportunity to honor them today as ahead of Father's Day this Sunday. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. This should not be a big ask on my part. To encourage you to call in, and whether your father hears it or not, or your husband hears it or not, the Lord hears it, and we hear it, and it encourages the rest of us, and I guarantee you it pleases the Lord, because he commanded us to honor our fathers and mothers. So you can be obedient right now by just dialing the phone. 866-34-TRUTH is the number, 866-34-TRUTH. And let me jump over to my awesome intern here in the studio, Callan Toscano, young Callan Toscano at the age of 18, who wants to honor his father, which I think is awesome. So, Callan, the floor is yours.
So I thought I would tell a story because I thought I would tell a story. Okay.
Right.
I thought I would tell a story because my dad...
Just don't tell a long one.
It's not that long.
Okay.
My dad has a lot of interesting quirks, and that leads to really good stories. So... whenever I think of my dad, I think of those stories. But the one I think of on Father's Day about, you know, how he inspired me to be who I am is a couple years back, we were visiting one of my mom's good friends in high school. My family is still close to. And we were visiting her dad, who was dying at that point, my mom's friend's dad. And my dad loved the guy, and he just made him laugh while he was on his deathbed. Super weak at that point in time. He only had a couple days left, and my dad was just messing around with him and just investing in him and not being all, you know, sad and upset about it, although that was a sad time, but really choosing to bring some light into that situation. He does that a lot, and I think that has inspired me to always be the optimist, or at least try to always be the optimist, because he definitely is. So shout out to Dad.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's and I said this this morning, and thanks for sharing that. I said that this morning in a Friday morning Bible study I go to, and it's a phrase that I coined a couple years ago, and I use it all the time, that encouragement is a currency we don't trade in much. Encouragement is a currency we don't trade in much. And in the middle of a situation like that, which is obviously difficult and sad and hard, to kind of bring light into that situation, especially to use humor, is awesome. That's such a gift from the Lord, humor, when properly used in the right context. And I don't know your dad really well, but I know him enough that that doesn't shock me at all that he's like that. So that's really cool, Callan. Thanks for honoring your dad that way. Let's go to Minerva, who's been kind enough to be on hold for a little bit, calling in from North Carolina. Minerva, you're on with Steve. Thanks for holding, by the way. Go right ahead.
You're welcome.
Is this my friend, Minerva? Is this my friend, Minerva?
Yes, I say he know me.
Amen. Thanks for calling, sister. Yeah. Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you, too. I'm just going to do it. My father passed away a long time ago. So my grandfather was a great father. But the reason I call you is for my husband. My husband is a man that grew up with our father, and he being the best father for my children that I can never knew before. And I just praise God for him. He example about loving Christ and witness about Christ. It's been a blessing to me. So I call him. And say happy for this day.
That is
you.
Yeah, thank you, Minerva. That's kind of you. And please tell Yanni, your awesome husband, that I said hello.
I will.
And thanks for calling. You're welcome. Thanks for doing that. And yeah, her husband, Yanni, is a great guy and a loving father and came from a very tough background. One of the most on-fire Christians I've ever known, and just a rabid, very effective evangelist. And that's so cool that Minerva called in. If you want to call in, and I hope you do, take advantage of the last 5 or 6 or 7 minutes that we have here in this segment to honor your father. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. We still have a little bit of time left, so you can jump in and do that. I would hope that you would like to call in and honor your father today. So 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And I'm wondering right quick, David's on the air a little early. Is he wanting to talk? I'm typing. About his dad? That's my question for them. So let me just throw some things in here about my dad, even though Catherine called in earlier. And again, I really would love to give you the opportunity to honor your father here as we wrap up the regular part of the show. And then we'll talk to David Fisher and do a little Money Monday update on a Friday in a couple of minutes on the other side of the break. But I hope you'll call in and do that. Take advantage of the situation. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. One of the things about my father that stuck with us all, well, several things, and he really trained us in a lot of different ways, and my dad's name is Fred, and he always had everybody call him Durf, which is Fred backwards. And we learned this because when we brought friends over to our house, you know, usually teenagers, you know, you go over to your friend's house and you kind of do the cursory hello to the parent, the parental units, right? You'll just say, oh, you know, hi, Mrs. Johnson, I'm gonna get out of there as soon as possible. That wasn't happening in the Noble house. So if you show up at our house, you're going to get the third degree from my dad. But here's the trick, and here's the awesome thing about my dad, and he's still like this at 91 years of age. When he sits you down and starts questioning you, it's because he actually is interested in you. He actually wants to hear about your life. It's 100% authentic. And when he turned 90, just to kind of show you how this comes back around, how God brings us all back around, a bunch of their friends came in from out of town, and they all took a chance, you know, stood up and had an opportunity to speak. And one right after another said the same thing. The most amazing thing about Fred Noble is that when you speak to him and he asks you questions, he's actually listening. He actually is interested in what you have to say. And while growing up with my dad like that, he didn't couch that in a kind of biblical terminology. But once I got saved and I looked back, I saw the foundations of all of that, which is to love your neighbor as yourself, to actually care about people that way is amazing. So That was just one of the great things that we learned from our father, and taught us to be, he calls it restless curiosity. Even now, every once in a while, when he listens to the show, he'll call in and, you know, he'll call me afterward and say, "Dang it, Steve." He's a little more frank than that, but "Dang it, Steve. Who, what, when, where, why, and how?" Interrogative pronouns. Never ask a yes or no question. I'm like, "Yes, Dad." So that's awesome. Okay, so over here, there's a special caller on this line, so I got to jump over here. Okay, special caller, you're on with Steve, the not-so-special host. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. God bless you, man. Wonderful to be able to talk to you on this Friday before Father's Day. I can share just a little bit. I'm not able to have the father that most everybody has. I lost that opportunity a few years ago, but mine left me, you know, before I was even graduating from high school. Mm. And I have forgiven him because that was what was shared. I will honestly say that I've had people come beside me and monitor me as a father. But the one thing I give credit for is the God, the Heavenly Father, who has been able to guide me in certain aspects of my life. And I give thanks to you and, you know, Brother Stu and the other people that are part of the Truth Radio, because that's fathering me to get me to where I need to be in my walk with the Lord. And I am just so thankful for that. And I will say happy Father's Day to all those people that are in that capacity, because y'all are a major blessing and y'all help bring children into this world. So thank you for taking the time to listen and share. And brother, I just want to say thank you for being the father that you are to the children that you have in this world. You are a wonderful blessing. I just want to say I appreciate you, man. I love you.
Thank
God
you,
bless you, brother.
That's kind of you. Thanks for calling in, pal. We'll talk to you again soon. That was my friend Clay here in Raleigh, and he's always such an encouragement. And yeah, let me finish with that before we hit the break. That's the beautiful thing about following Christ. And even if you haven't been fortunate to have an awesome father in your life, or even a father that's present, or a mediocre father, listen, I don't know what it's like to grow up without a father. I know that 42% of the kids in America today are growing up without a father in the home. I don't know what that's like. I can't relate to it. And so I say this with fear and trembling, but I say it on the authority of God's word, that even if you have not been blessed by a father figure in your life, the creator of the universe, who died for you and came after you, is ready, willing, and able to be your heavenly father. And that's a different kind of relationship than we have with an earthly father who you can kind of touch and, you know, interact with in that kind of in-your-face, regular physical capacity. But I will tell you this on the authority of God's word, that he loves you more than any earthly father ever could, and that he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you. He's got incredible promises for you in his word, comfort, strength, and leadership, and he will be your father forever. And so I hope that you will ultimately claim the Lord Jesus as your father in heaven, despite maybe having some sadness about not having a great father on earth. This is Steve Noble.
Well, I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. Happy Father's Day to you. A couple days early. I hope that you are planning a good day. On Sunday, I'm thinking usually here's my big request on Father's Day. Is a full rack of ribs with extra barbecue sauce and usually garlic mashed potatoes. And if that happens, Dad's happy. So we're going to go up to a friend's lake house this weekend. It's kind enough. It's the Noble family. Believe me, now we do a lot of fun things, but it's not because I have a lot of cash. It's because God has blessed us with friends that have some nice stuff here and there. And we get to be blessed by that as well from time to time, which is awesome. But if I wanted to make a bunch of money and be a big shot, I wouldn't be in Christian radio. I don't really know what I would do, but I wouldn't be in Christian radio. I'm not on Christian radio in order to be a big shot and make a lot of money. I'm on Christian radio in order to be faithful and make a loud noise for the things of God. That's why I'm here, and to hopefully glorify him, to hopefully edify you, and hopefully to attract by being winsome and civil and funny from time to time. Unbelievers are marginal believers, and that's why we do what we do here on the air. But right now, we're going to go to our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. And David, we're doing a little Money Monday update on a Friday because I wasn't available on Monday and yada, yada, yada. Setting all that aside, is there anything you would like to say in honor of your own father?
You know, I would rather more talk about that than all the other things we normally talk about.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, you and I don't call each other or text each other 99% of the time and say, here's what we're going to talk about, and then here's, you know, let's say, if you say that, I'll say this. You know, that, none of those things happen. I mean, I send you some topics and some questions that, you know, that we can talk about. Sometimes we very deviate off that, but
sure.
I'll tell you my father's story, father's experience. I lost my father at age 3 and a half.
Wow.
He died of a massive heart attack. So life was different for me. At age 9, my mom passed away.
Mm.
So I was fatherless and motherless. So I can relate to Clay. In fact, Clay, who called in, laid the foundation for what I already had planned on was going to say, because your producer said, hey, do you want to go on right now? I said, no, let whoever wants to talk now, I'll talk on my segment about my experience a little bit. Then if we have time for economics, great. But anyway, back to my story. So where'd I go? I went to live with my first cousins by blood. That was my dad's brother's oldest daughter, who was married, and they had kids. And so I got grafted in, adopted, so to speak, not legally, but as such, into a family that had 6 kids and 2 parents.
Wow.
Trying to find my way of what dad and father meant to me. So when I got, and that's at age 9. So when I got saved at a crusade at age 16 and didn't have this earth-shattering experience, said I'd be able to know that his spirit would witness with my spirit that I'd be his son, I couldn't comprehend and get my arms around that because I didn't know what it would be like to be a son because I didn't have a dad.
Wow.
Even though I had an incredible father figure who took me in. I mean, he's so incredible, man. But one day I was out on the tractor 2 days after giving my life to Christ, and I said, I'm not going to go a step further in driving this tractor. I want to know that I know that you are real, Lord, and that you are my Heavenly Father. And at that point, Steve, his spirit bore witness with my spirit that I was his son.
Wow.
That was a turning life, shattering point in my life. And I watched my earthly father influence so many people. He was the father to the fatherless. For me and for many others, he was a pillar in the community, on the church board, on the hospital board, gave away to charities. An incredible man that learned so many things from. I'm so grateful. And you remind me so much of the influence that you have on people, as my dad has had.
Wow, that's so kind of you. I don't think that you've shared that story with me before, David.
No, I'm not one to talk about, you know, about my past and say here's the tragedy, but here's the Savior, the Lord coming and rescuing the fatherless. I mean, God, if God holds the king in the palm of his hand, he can hold each one of us and knows all our worries, all our despair, and all our joys and all our sorrows, and he wants to make something great out of every one of us. And that's the exciting thing. He can be our father, and in turn, we can be that person that will influence the world.
Yeah, that always, one of my favorite passages of scripture on this particular subject comes out of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where it says that we are to comfort others with the comfort that we have received. So all of a sudden, you become, the way I like to put it is, you become a steward of your affliction. You become a steward of that challenge of losing both your father and your mother. And then as God gave you a great earthly influence and father figure, then down the road, all that stuff is now in your care, custody, and control. And now God calls us to turn around and bless others with the same blessings that we received. And it's just such a beautiful story, David, that you share, especially on the heels of what I was saying at the end of the last segment, to people that don't have a father or didn't have a good father, that the Heavenly Father, and I think that's what you're saying in your testimony, is more than enough to overcome all that. And I think that's the encouragement that we need to share, because there are so many young people today growing up without a father in the home.
Absolutely. You know, I've said before this too, when I minister to people, the measure of a person is not how far he falls, but how high he bounces. Mm. And God is the God of the who wants to heal us, and he knows the tears that you shed, and those that shed tears will reap in joy. And it's the other side. We can't see, but that's where faith and trust comes in, because he's making us into his image, and there's great things on the other side, not just on the other side of when we get to heaven, but on the other side of having surrendering our life to him and having a relationship with him and fulfilling the destiny that God has called everyone us to be.
Yeah, amen. What a great, great point. Well, let's just jump right into the scripture, and we'll see what we do with our time here as we wrap up the show. But Romans 8:15, which is a great, obviously a great scripture for Father's Day. So let's go there first, and then we'll talk about a couple other things.
For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. Obviously, I'm a little bit choked up because I'm so grateful to the Lord for the things he's done in our lives and the things that we say that we might not be connected, but he is always a God that says, I want to connect with my kids, with my son, my daughter, and therefore we can have a relationship with him. And out of that, that's where this emotion is coming of gratefulness, Steve.
Amen. Amen. Well, I know, and praise the Lord for it. And that's where, whenever I read Abba, Father, when you study the original language, Abba really is much more intimate than what we're thinking.
Yeah.
Abba is like daddy. I mean, it's you crawl up in your daddy's lap, and he inclines his ear, and he bends down, and he picks you up, and he listens. And that's a beautiful and accurate picture of our Father in heaven. That's why Romans 8:15 is such a powerful verse. Thanks for sharing that. Well, I mean, we'll talk a little finance here as we finish up. And of course, the market was down a whole lot more earlier in the day, but now it ended up the day down about 84. So what's going on, and how did the tariffs and all that kind of stuff factor into that?
Well, I know we don't have much time, so we'll just we'll do a little bit of jumping around here. But yeah, the tariffs caused all markets to go down. It's just the start of a tariff war, unfortunately. It is a tax that goes on products that come in. You know, but there's the bigger problem that we're going to be facing. In fact, you know, it seems like when a Fed chairman is in office, they speak so highly of everything and everything's okay, yet when they leave, then they really tell the whole story. So Bernanke, since the last time I was on your program, Bernanke, two chairmen ago, he's saying we're getting ready to go off a cliff. I mean, he actually says it's like Wile E. Coyote going off the cliff. This is going to happen in 2020. And we're going to look down and go, oops, that stimulus essentially should have been withdrawn a long time ago. That's what he's saying here just within the last week. So Alan Greenspan said, and I'll leave you on this, that bubbles seem to break out again and again, and there's a long history of forgetting those. But once the memory is gone and the bubbles break, the result is a dramatic 180-degree switch from exuberance to fear. We've been talking about the debt bubble, the treasury bubble, all kinds of bubbles happening. I got a white paper on bubble. It's going to happen, unfortunately. I'm not a doomsayer, but we're just not taking care of it. And when it pops, we're going to have some challenges. That's why you need to diversify. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, apportion to seven, apportion to eight, because you do not know what tragedy may befall you.
Yeah, and that reminds me of one of the biblical concepts that I love to talk about a lot and teach on is sober-mindedness. And sober-mindedness, you combine that with Philippians, and we talk about, is it even possible to be anxious for nothing? Well, yeah, when you really understand and study God's character, you have less and less of a problem with God's providence, because you begin to understand, going back to Romans 8:15, Abba, Father, my daddy in heaven, who loves me enough to come down into this cesspool and spend 33 years here and then allow us to execute him and crucify him. That's this daddy that loves us so much. And once you understand his character, you start to be able to rest comfortably, just like a kid falling asleep in his parents' lap. You can begin to rest comfortably in his providence. But he does call us to be sober-minded. We're not ignorant. He doesn't call us to be ignorant or to kind of close our eyes and sing kumbaya. He calls us to be sober-minded, which is why in the scriptures, both old and new, David, and I mention this every once in a while, the scriptures talk a lot about money and possessions. God knows our heart. He knows that we struggle with it. He knows that we have fear there, which also comes out of Romans 8:15. And that's why when we talk to David and we're learning about what's going on in the market and we're learning about what's going on in the economy, not just here in the domestic side, but internationally, that now be sober-minded and make smart decisions based on the reality that we learn from the past and we see coming in the future. And that's why it's such a blessing always to have David with us every week. LandmarkGold.com is his website, as always, LandmarkGold.com. Or if you're feeling nostalgic and old-fashioned today, you can just pick up the phone, 844-879-8882 for great education, 844-879-8882. And obviously you can hear my brother David's heart for the things of God, and that's the central reason why David and I do radio together, because I trust him. He's my brother, and he loves the Lord. and he loves the rest of us. David, thanks for being on, and thanks so much for sharing your story today.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day, Steve.
Thanks, buddy. Right back at you. We'll talk to you again real soon. Okay, friends, hope you have a great weekend. And if you're a father, happy Father's Day. And what a great privilege to be one of those. And enjoy your weekend. And God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.